Well, going to college was, you know, like I said, it was that was an important part of your life, and I went to UCLA, and they had a great tennis program, and that was one way for me to try to further my tennis. I won the NCAAs as a freshman, which was an important stepping stone in my career to win that championship, and just everything that happened as I was there was incredible towards a finishing point in my career. But what happens after that? You get to a point where you feel that you can go out and accomplish something. You have to strike while the iron's hot. And I was playing the kind of tennis necessary to go out and really compete and have a chance to break out into a major player on the tour. But that doesn't happen anymore. You know, guy, if you go to college now, you're almost like a freak. I mean, everybody's out there playing at 15, 16 years old. They leave high school. You know, they take their books on the road, they say, and they try to work it out that way. But really, when you're out there 15, 16 years old, I mean, you're a major player because you're playing in a man's game. I left when I was 19. I left college at 19, and everybody said, oh, man, watch out. You know, you better get your college education. You're too young. And in reality, that was young at the time. Everybody was – all my peers finished college. Brian Gottfried finished college, and Dickie Stockton finished college, and Dibbs and Solomon. A lot of guys went on and finished college, Roscoe Tanner. But I left a little bit early, and it was like, what's he doing? Is he crazy? Has he lost his mind? And if I wouldn't have gone out there and been able to accomplish it at an early age like I did, I would have probably drawn massive heat from that. And now I left after my second year. Now they don't even go. They don't even finish high school now. So that just goes to show that either somebody's out there really pushing them to get out there and to try to, you know, they see the major bucks out there. So get out there and try to make it while you can and do the best you can. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. Because I don't think it's anybody 14, 15, 16 years old making their own decisions. That's probably what I'm trying to say. They're really not at a point where they're able to make a decision like that on their own.
How much did that year?
Well, I went 2 years to UCLA, and my freshman year I played for the tennis team, but my sophomore year I did not, but I continued my schooling for that year. And my year at UCLA under Coach Glenn Bassett was probably the best thing that ever happened to my tennis. It got me into some heavy competition with guys that were my own age on my own team. You know, to see how high I could get on the team and who I would play and just try to work my way up the team ladder. And guys that I grew up with and played pro tennis with. But also, Coach Bassett was probably the best conditioner of an athlete, especially for me in my tennis, that I'd ever been around. When I was at UCLA, I was in the best physical shape of my life. And because of that, I have continued to train that way throughout the course of my career.